We started watching Ghosts on BBC iPlayer last week. We just finished series one. If you've not seen it before, Ghosts is a sitcom following the lives of Mike and Allison, a couple who've inherited a house that's haunted. Spectres from various centuries plague them in their new home. Their antics range from mildly annoying to downright pushy. In one episode, the protagonists have guests over for dinner, but are disrupted by the ghosts who've decided to have their own event in the dining room. To get them to leave, Allison lures them into the next room with a mysterious-looking silver disc. It was the first DVD in the Friends box set. Her tactic worked. Allison and her visitors could eat in peace while the ghosts got stuck into the first series. The ghosts were spellbound, glued to the TV. "I'm Phoebe, and Lady Button's Monica," said Ghost Kitty, to which everyone agreed. "And the captain's Ross." "What? No," said the captain. "I'm clearly Chandler." People, not just ghosts, have strong opinions about Friends. The stories in this show seem to reach folk around the world. People have invested in, rooted for, celebrated, and believed in Ross, Joey, Monica, Phoebe, Chandler, Rachel, and her hairstyle. We see ourselves, or qualities of ourselves, reflected back to us from the screen. Some listening to Jesus in today's gospel saw themselves in the story he told. But they realized they weren't the heroes. They were more like Janus or Gunther. And that wasn't good. It was offensive to think they were those kinds of people. They were, in fact, the key players, the only ones truly holding together the religious tradition of their elders. They were the good guys. No one wants to be the bad guy. That's somebody else's role. However, there's lots to see in the other side of a story. Who we oppose and dislike the most might have something to say to us, and a different, unpleasant perspective might just show us more about who we really are.